right. Back on a Thursday afternoon sports chat, 103.3, the GOAT, Dave Schultz, Lynn and Burton. Again, 5 o'clock, Kevin Payne will hop on for from RotoWire, talk fantasy football. Let's bring in the vice president of athletics for your Louisiana Raging Cajuns, Dr. Brian Maggard. I guess a big congratulations, right? This is, as your previous football coach would say, this is the end of phase one, I guess.
That's right.
Right?
Phase one. No, thank you very much. This was a long time coming, and I think I'm as equally excited about it now. We can talk freely about the stadium when you ask me about it now, right? Don't have to speak in code.
Because he was definitely trying to trip you up last time you were here. Let me be honest with you.
What a great day for Louisiana athletics, the University of Louisiana, and certainly Cajun Nation. Really, to me, all of Acadiana. This facility will be a first class, spectacular venue for both football games and non football events.
So let's talk about the amenities that you felt you need to have and that you ended up with. What were you going for to begin with? I'll read what you sent us, if I can find it here quickly. Let's see here. We got just over 30,000 total capacity. Mm-hmm. Okay. 34 suites, 40 loge boxes, 524 club seats, 5 new lower bowl chair back sections, and you said modern and enhanced amenities for all. All
right.
So let's start at the bottom. What are considered modern and enhanced amenities for all fans?
Oh, I think everything in the main concourse to what we'll actually have a lower concourse, on that west side as well. Concessions, outside vendor opportunities, airflow, things that simple, right, through the design.
Right.
And so, no, it's just going to be an experience that people will greatly enjoy, I believe. We went into this design, Dave, knowing that whatever we build, one, we're probably going to get one chance to do it right, and two, every decision we make has to center around how do you get people to leave the comfort of their home to come to our games.
Right.
Right. And so every decision pretty much that we made in this design process kind of started with that. And but I'll tell you what, I'm most excited about the fact that every fan will have an improved experience, not just premium seat fans, not just the general fans, but everybody will have an opportunity to have a much better experience.
And so when you say there's going to be a lower concourse, what?
Yeah, so if you think about it, so 16 of our 34 suites are going to be on the concourse. We're going to call those founder suites.
Okay.
And they'll be in 3 different pods. There'll be a pod of 5, a pod of 6, and a pod of 5. And in each pod, when you walk into that, from the main concourse, there's going to be a really nice lounge. Think of it as a smaller club. And then suite patrons would go into their respective suites from that. So they could all come out. It's going to be very communal if they want it. It's really, really nice. And those are going to have amazing views,
okay,
right at the concourse. But right below those outside seats of that, there'll be a little bit of a concourse. So if you're sitting in the lower west bowl and you walk up, you're going to come up to a lower level concourse, and then you'll walk up through 2 really large vomitories. And those vomitories are going to be designed like a game day tunnel. So when people are walking down or up that, they're going to kind of have that same experience as our players have coming out of a tunnel.
All right.
Again, fan experience, something you can't get at the house, et cetera. On that lower concourse will be loge boxes, as well as a lot of grab-and-go and draft beverage stations. So we're going to try to head off a lot of concession needs in that lower concourse to minimize congestion up top. In the main concourse. But the main concourse is going to be designed in a way from a concession standpoint and systematically where we're going to avoid, these lines that queue deep into the concourse.
Right.
It's going to be a very efficient system. And on top of that, we're going to make sure that we have the amount of power and electricity we need to have a lot more outside vendor stations.
Do you keep with a third-party vendor, or do you do your own concession?
Yeah, no, so Sodexo is our concessionaire.
Okay.
And but then they're the ones who actually work with and contract with the outside vendors, so whether it's whoever, a local restaurant comes in, they work through
Sodexo.
Right,
but they're separate from, they're a separate entity from the Cajun.
That's right.
Right, they pay you, as it turns out.
That's right, yeah, correct. So anyway, I think, at the end of the day, everybody you know, who attends games at our venue moving forward is going to have a much, much enhanced experience. The lower bowl, five new sections of chairback seats, much wider, much more tread depth, more room, more spacious. Now, we are going to cannibalize probably the first 10 rows of the upper deck as we incorporate space for those concourse suites that I talked to you about. And then we're actually going to push the...
The first 10 rows from the concourse.
Yes. Okay. So you think about, you know, the lower bowl is not necessarily going to have this overhang that covers people anymore.
Okay. Right?
So from the top of the existing lower bowl, just envision the first 9 or 10 rows going away.
Sure.
Okay. And then from the bottom, we're going to actually move the retaining wall back to get us the amount of space we need on a sideline to operate safely.
Right.
And we'll probably cannibalize 3 to 5 rows from the bottom. So it's going to get, you know, a little tighter.
Okay.
Right? We'll have fewer seats, but the seats we have will be much nicer because they're going to be spread out. Your chair backs are going to be wider.
Right.
You're going to have the tread depth that you need to move around, be comfortable. And then the seats that flank both ends of those five sections of clubs or chair backs will be all bench back seats.
And what that's what they are now? Is that what they are now?
We actually have some rows toward the south that are just benches.
Oh.
No backs.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's going to be much nicer. And then, obviously, you get up to the main concourse, and, you know, we're going to have, again, like I said, a much more open air, much more efficient food service system. And then, obviously, you're going to have the club upstairs. You're going to have a suite level above that. You'll have club seats on the upper deck, loge boxes, et cetera. So it's just going to be an opportunity to provide people with a variety of different products that will actually fit their budgets.
I'm looking right now in the gorgeous picture that we were given earlier today. Where's the press box?
The press box temporarily, right? So for 24,
right.
Probably 25, we'll have a temporary press box on the east side.
On the east side, okay? Right.
And then we are permanently going to
leave. Think it'll be enclosed by chance?
I got to leave that up to the smart people to let us know what that's going to look like. But then long term, we will actually have a permanent press box on the east side. So the camera shot will be on the west moving forward. So from 24.
So the press box is going to be going to be on the east side.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
all right. Because I'm looking at at the great suites and
there's no press tower. There's no working.
Yes, because you
level.
Have the club seating, if you will, and then a little bit of a lounge area, and then the suites above that. And I'm like, all right. Well, how is Jay Walker going to be able to see through those people?
That's right. He's not. Jay and you and others will be operating from the east side, looking west.
All right.
But and most importantly, that's going to be the television shot.
Right, which is what we've discussed.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Right. All right. And what about the television shot for next year?
Well, again, fans are going to see a season of progress, right? They're going to see construction. They're going to see that, you know, Louisiana football is getting better.
Right. 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 Okay.
But it will be from the east to the west.
It will be to the
east
to the west.
And allow when we do have nationally televised games, we'll be able. The commentators can talk about that, you know, in between things. And so it'll be a great opportunity to promote what we're doing here on a national stage. And
the rubble.
Certainly, that's right.
We can call it the rubble.
But I do think by the time, I don't know for sure, but by the time we kick off in 24, I would think we'll be in the construction phase, right? Demo will be done. And now you're going to start to see things build up, whether it's just iron or whatever.
So you tell me. So tell everybody what the first thing is, because I wouldn't say it got leaked, right? It's tough to hide a crane.
Yeah, there you go.
People got pictures
of
the
heavy equipment.
I'm sure, right?
Generate some buzz.
Exactly. So the heavy equipment started coming in, so pictures were out, and obviously you were planning this announcement. What is the process? Are we starting? What do you have a final game here on the 25th?
On the 25th,
right? And then, why are we not knocking things down on say
the 27th?
8 p.m. Right. No. The game's in the morning. The game's early. Why don't we knock it down at like 7 p.m.?
Because we do, believe it or not, we have things that we need to take out of that press box. Right?
Oh, all right.
And
I'll get Jay Walker out.
There
we don't
you
want
go.
To leave him
That's
in
right.
There.
But really, the timing was all dependent upon when our contractor, J.B. Mouton, could get the demo team scheduled and things like that. And so December 11th worked out.
Yep. All right.
It's just all a matter of scheduling.
All right, so talk about the demo.
Yeah, so as I said in the press conference, you know, this is going to be what's considered an excavation demolition and not an implosion definition. I think a lot of people thought, you know, dynamite or someone's going to be rigged. You push a button and the thing just crumbles down.
Kind of tough to do that when you really want to keep the rest of the structure.
That's right. Well, you really don't on that side.
Oh.
You don't.
Okay.
Because that whole upper deck's coming down.
Right.
And they're going to be digging out the whole lower west bowl.
Oh, all right.
And the concourse will be replaced, you know, all that concrete. It's all going to be brand new. So anyway, it'll be what's called a excavation demolition. And that machine that is parked on the south, outside of the south end of the stadium, envision like this really giant crane arm, and it's got this huge mouth, you know, this bucket with teeth, and it's just going to take down that upper deck bite by bite. I think they're going to start on the south end and work their way north.
But on the south end. So is the crane going to be inside or is it coming from the outside?
No, outside.
It's going to be from the outside. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So when I line up there on December 11th to get great video.
That's right. So, you know, I will know more, obviously, as we get closer to that date. But let's see, if they start at 8 a.m., right, on the 11th.
I'm sure there'll be going to be a plenty of people there, right?
Listen, we're not selling there's no charge for admission.
Right.
If you want to take a day off of work or stop by and park and check it out and just watch that thing come down, you can certainly do that.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch. All right, let's take a timeout. All right, we'll come back. We got Dr. Brian Maggard in $65 million. Is the new improvement. It's only going to take 2 years, which is pretty good, right?
Not bad.
That's more. That's $65 million than the A's have for their new stadium right now. Back after this, Dave Schultz, Lyndon Burton with the Vice President of Athletics for the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, Dr. Brian Maggard on a Thursday afternoon sports chat, 103.3 The GOAT. We'll get back to Dr. Brian Maggard here in a second. Update, LSU has come out on fire in the second half, leading Dayton 18-9. In the second half, leading now 50-39, so we could be a little even Steven here, Lyndon, as it does not appear Dayton will cover, but then it does appear they're going over.
I got to call Mama Schultz, tell her no more day bets.
That's been a problem, yes. I admit, I need the 800.
Got to cut the degenerate man's behavior.
Gambling Anonymous.
I got a problem.
It is a problem. I stopped buying the bourbon, but I went to three different Albertsons to find a bottle of bourbon, and I couldn't find
it. We're talking about Christmas gifts today, and he was like, I'm going to get you a thing for a car wash. I was like, you know what? I'm not getting you no alcohol, no Total Wine, no none of that.
Well, you save me money if you give me the alcohol. I'm buying it anyways.
No, we're going to find something else. Maybe like if you're doing car clean, I'm going to call 1-800-MAIDS and get you a gift card to them.
I got that taken care of. That's taken care of.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, it is taken care of. All right, more with Dr. Brian Maggard, Vice President of Athletics for the UL Raging Cajuns. All right, so the demolition, 60 days? So roughly, done by Mardi Gras?
I couldn't give you a specific day, but I think they're hoping early February.
All right, so then you said by the beginning, you were alluding to it, by the beginning of the season, we're not going to be in the destruction mode again. We're going to be in the construction mode.
I think. We really, you know, I haven't been presented and really studied the demo/construction. But you would think if you're done in February, right? You've got March, April, May, June, July, August, September.
Yes.
And to get this thing done by the following, let's say, July, August, you better be constructing at some point.
Have you booked Taylor Swift yet for the first concert?
Not yet, but we're checking Travis Kelce's schedule first.
If you need input, you know, Dave, I do have a connection with Travis Kelce from when I met him in Vegas.
That's right. He's boys with Travis Kelce. That's right. All right, so now you're urging people to obviously buy tickets for next season?
Or encouraging. You know, the urgent part will start once we roll out, you know, our renewals and ticket sales. But, yes, I mean, it's obviously a situation where, look, you know, we have been planning for and will roll out our plans for both the reseating of the 24 season, and then we will reseat back for the 25.
Right.
The criteria will be the same for both. And again, we'll roll all this out, you know, let's just say January, right? But yeah, it'll be very helpful, you know, to buy a season ticket in 24 to better position yourself, you know, for a better seat opportunity in 25. But we'll roll all of that in January.
Well, any chance to roll that out, you know, be a good holiday gift, buying season tickets in 24.
Yeah.
Right?
Either way. I mean, yeah, sure.
No, that's a blow off, Lyndon. That's what that is. We're rolling it out in January. I just got blown
sure,
off.
Sure, Dave. Whatever.
That's exactly what that was.
Yeah, you have a gambling problem.
I do.
Look,
I gotta give Dr. Brian Maggie one of these for that. Wait, hold on, Dave. We gotta give him a...
Boom sauce!
That was a boom sauce.
All right, so one of the things, because we're trying to figure out what the Cajuns need and why attendance has not been as good as it should be, right? We've been over that. But one of the things, one of the conclusions that I have is you need a dedicated sales staff, and specifically group sales. Because when you sell group sales, then they come because they've already paid for the tickets.
Bite them off in chunks. That's exactly right.
Is that a thing? Do you have one yet?
Just stay tuned. Just like I couldn't say a lot about the stadium up until now. Just stay tuned.
Oh, okay.
I always thought for me is about getting the students in there and packed. Has there ever been a thought of a TikTok marketing campaign? Because I know that, like, for example, I see so many of UL students being great creators on TikTok. Okay. And I think there's some that really can tap into, I guess, the zeitgeist in the culture of the student body. Has there ever been any thoughts of getting, you know, maybe popular UL creators to, you know, boost the marketing for the games?
Yeah, no, we have done that. I think probably not to the level that we could, right, in that particular space. But, no, everything we're doing on this west side, and then certainly again, we do have a planned east side project. Okay,
sure.
We got to get through this west though. You know, we are definitely keeping the student body in mind. You know, on that, so we want to enhance that experience too.
100%. And I got
again more to come. But don't ever think for a minute that the student attendance isn't always on our mind.
Right? For sure,
and always on our mind. And so we're. As we get an opportunity to kind of redo this stadium, if you will, and rethink it, we really want to do that. We want to rethink it.
Right? And I got a personal request for you.
You know, 20, 30 years may not work.
If you could handle this, I got a personal request for you. I think personally the best concession stand cheese is Rico's Nacho Cheese.
Okay.
Westgate, STM, Lafayette High, the movie theaters. If y'all could
that's
just,
what you need.
If you could
that's
put in some need? Rico's cheese.
Rico's cheese.
That would, look, I'm telling you.
I'm writing that on the palm of my hand.
He's putting it in the notes. Right.
Rico's cheese.
Do you want to
cheese.
Tell him about his senior center returning?
Why are you doing this?
I just left that young man. I went out to practice, right? They were just going to walk through this and Mr. Landon walks in on his crutches. And,
right.
What a sharp guy. Listen, I mean, I know you are as well, but it runs in the family, but he's first class.
Well, the thing is, Lyndon goes, you know, next year, because we joked about why he doesn't go to the games and he produces the radio.
I'm
he produces
here.
The games. He's working. So he goes, well, next year you got to let me go and watch my brother play in his senior year. And I go, well, hold on. Are you breaking news that Landon Burton's coming back? He's like, well, that's not what I'm doing. I didn't say he's coming back. He already said he's coming back.
He traps you.
Exactly.
You got to be on your game.
Yes, sir.
Trust
always.
Me, I know.
We hear what we want to hear.
But yeah, I told him I got to get out to see him on senior night, like, because he wants me to present some stuff.
That's
for
right.
Him.
He'll make, you know, whatever decision he needs to make.
Exactly.
You
know, he understands.
But he and
that.
I
that's
talked
what you
about.
Said. But
you
said you've got to be there on senior night.
Look, me and Dr. Maggard just had a personal understanding of each other.
He knows he has to, cheese.
He knows he has to look into his future to see if the pros are for him. But if not, if he's coming back, I got to present him his stuff.
That's right.
All right, let's wrap it up here with Dr. Brian Maggard. What's the biggest challenge you have now?
Oh, boy. You know, I think...
For the stadium.
Right. Right now, you know, I think it's not really a challenge. It's part of the process. We got to finalize all the design details.
Right.
We're going to really hone in on the interiors. Right. And then once we get past that, you know, kind of my team internally, you know, we've done what we can do. And then you really let the smart people take over and do their thing.
All right, he was thanking some people today. Play the first cut.
Okay. Gotcha. Give me one second. Here we go.
Stuart and Popey Bio and the staff of JB Mouton Builders, your expertise and diligence to this point has been extremely impressive, and we cannot wait to see the finished product under your guidance. On time and within budget, of course. That was from Scott Aber. To say there was lots of work behind the scenes on making this project happen would be an understatement. RCFI President and Chairman, Mr. David Fontenot, and the entire RCFI board, thank you for your time and work put into this project, from stadium design to financial support. And Joe Giglio, Julie Chauvin, Kirley Fontenot, Todd Swartzendruber, and all the many attorneys who worked tirelessly and efficiently to finalize documents and contracts to get us here today, thank you for your expertise and your professionalism. Lauren Sisong, John Mayhew, and Faith Howard with the Sisong Financial Group. Their efforts ultimately got us over the goal line, pun intended. And we thank them for their expertise and leadership throughout this financing process.
So no problem thanking a bunch of people. He gets choked up. Well, he stopped. He had to take a breath. I thought he was going to thank his wife. I thought maybe, say something nice about Dr. Savoy's wife. But this is what happened next.
And without question, a huge thank you to Mr. Jerry Prejean, Acadiana Market President, Mr. Hayes Berthelot, Vice President, Commercial Relationship Manager, and the entire team at First Horizon Bank. Your commitment to this project, from both a financing and philanthropic standpoint, displays a commitment not only to our university, but to all of Acadiana. Thank you, First Horizon Bank.
It wasn't choked. You know why? Because it's the financing that has taken so long in this thing.
Sure.
Well, no, listen, there's some
gotta thank the money.
There's
man.
Good history there.
Yeah, but
the last time I got choked up over a financial institution is when I had an overdraft on an account, like back in 1992.
Thanks for coming in, Doc. Congratulations.
Thank you guys very much.
Much more to come.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back. Kevin Payne, RotoWire, 103.3 The GOAT.